Randy, good to see you again. How are you?
Real good, Tim.
It's a pleasure to have you here. SynCom, this is your first year here, isn't it, the ACA?
It is, first year we participated.
How's the show?
It's been real good for us.
I'm glad to hear it. I understand that you're providing a desktop solution for companies that have kind of a variety of systems, make it easier for the contact center agent. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, that's exactly right. We have a unified agent desktop that brings all the relevant systems and applications together at the time of customer interaction, so they have the answers to any question that customer might ask. Plus, they have all the history that that organization's ever had with the client, whether it be from emails, from faxes, from phone conversations, whatever that customer's ever interacted with the company about is available to that agent at the time that they're speaking with the customer.
You know, we talked about the ideal customer experience as a theme for the ATA's convention this year, and you're into the customer experience management system. I think the customer experience starts with how the agent's experience goes. What is it like if you're an agent working with your system, and how does that compare to the way it's typically been done?
Well, what we do a little differently is that when the incoming call comes in addition to doing the screen pop, we do that like everybody else, but we bring together all the relevant systems to that agent's desktop that customer may want to ask about. So if they're calling with a billing question, the billing application, the invoice history, everything about that client is right there at their fingertips, so that with a single push of a button, they can tap into all these systems and not have to put the customer on hold or wait for 30 seconds while the system comes up. That's all at their fingertips, so they can have an interactive dialogue with the client with all the systems right at their fingertips.
I bet you've been able to demonstrate increased first call resolution percentages because they've been able to solve the call instead of having to hunt and peck to find the information.
Yeah, not only the increase in first call resolution, but you know, not having to transfer to somebody else because this is a more complicated question or system than I'm used to using.
Well, then I can use less expensive agents, and I can use my tier ones instead of having to have a bigger pool of tier twos.
Exactly. We reduce the training time on getting productive with the system. It takes a less skilled person to be able to access these systems, and they're able to cut down really on talk time with the customer in a good way of not waiting to access different systems or transfer around to other people. So
you told me a really interesting story about one of your clients that you had 55, I think, different legacy systems that needed to be unified, not simultaneously, but that needed to be put together. How did you do that?
It was a classic case of a customer, AT&T Broadband. They're taking questions about digital phone service, about video cable services, and other services they provided. And all of these tied into different systems. There's been a ton of acquisitions in that industry.
Yes.
So depending on who the client was and which geography, you may have to access different systems. So we brought together those 55 systems, not at the same time in the agent desktop, but only those systems are relevant, once again, to that particular customer and that particular type of inquiry. So they had the idea of the universal agent, of not having to have all these specialists that you had to transfer calls to depending on what it was about, because what always happens is the customer's got the next question, which they couldn't handle because that's a different department.
Sure.
So the idea was once you connected with an agent, that agent can handle all your questions because all those systems and all those answers are at their fingertips.
What's next for SynCom? I enjoy looking at technologies because they, of course, never stay static.
Mm-hmm.
They're always dynamic and always changing. What's next for you?
Well, I've enjoyed there's been a lot of talks about the ideal customer experience here. So we keep trying to push the envelope on what that means and how we can better serve clients, because we believe that customer experience happens in the contact center. That's the point of interaction with most clients. And so, as Jim Lyons talked about, you can do all the branding you want and all the advertising you want, but what the customer actually feels when they talk to that agent is their impression of the brand. That's what that brand means.
Yeah, and you only get that time to do it, too. Because if you mess that up, the fact is the customer just may not come back.
And you may not talk to them again for 3 months or 6 months, so that's the lasting impression that's on their
mind.
Exactly,
right.
So we're trying to put more information about that client and to better segment each client and what they actually care about, making it a more personal experience. And so there are so many ways we can push that in terms of making things more and more personal about information we can gather about that specific client to make the conversation more interesting and more relevant to the client.
Awesome. Randy, thank you so much for coming by.
Okay.
I look forward to hopefully having you here again next year.
Well, we look forward to it, Tim.
Thanks again.
Okay.